wonderful coffee. A meal in itself.
Can I make you some eggs?
No, no. Take a breath.
You look so rested, dear.
Oh, I slept like a dead man. First time in months. Imagine sleeping till 10 on a Tuesday morning. Boys left nice and early, huh?
They were out of here by 8 o'clock.
Good work.
It was so thrilling to see them leaving together. I can't get over the shaving lotion in this house. Biff was very changed this morning. His whole attitude seemed to be hopeful. He couldn't wait to get downtown to see Oliver.
Oh, he's heading for a change. There's no question. There's simply a certain men that take longer to get solidified. How did he dress?
His blue suit. Mm. He's so handsome in that suit. He could be anything in that suit.
That's no question. No question at all. Gee, on the way home tonight, I'd like to buy some seeds.
That'd be wonderful. But not enough sun gets back there. Nothing will grow anymore.
You wait, kid, before it's all over. We'll get a little place out in the country and I'll raise some vegetables and a couple of chickens.
You'll do it yet, dear.
Should they'll get married and come for a weekend. I'd build a little guest house, because I've got so many fine tools. All I need is a little lumber and some peace of mind.
I sewed the lining.
I could build two guest houses, so they both would come. Did he decide how much he's going to ask Oliver for?
He didn't mention it, but I imagine 10 or 15,000. You're going to talk to Howard today.
Yeah, put it him straight and simple. He'll just have to take me off the road.
And Willie, don't forget to ask for a little advance, because we've got the insurance premium. It's the grace period now.
That's a
108.68, because we're a little short again.
Why are we short?
Well, you had the motor job on the car.
Goddamn Studebaker.
And you've got one more payment on the refrigerator.
But it just broke again.
But it's old here.
I told you we should have bought a well-advertised machine. Charlie bought a General Electric and it's 20 years old and it's still good, that son of a bitch.
But Willie, darling...
Who ever heard of a Hastings refrigerator? Once in my life, I'd like to own something outright before it's broken. I'm always in a race with a junkyard. Just finished paying for the car and it's on its last legs. A refrigerator consumes belts like a goddamn maniac. They time those things. They time them so when you finally paid for them, they're used up.
Well, all told, about $200 would carry us, dear. But that includes the last payment on the mortgage. After this payment, Willie, the house belongs to us.
It's 25 years.
Biff was 9 years old when we bought it.
That's a great thing, to weather a 25-year mortgage is...
It's an accomplishment.
All the cement, the lumber, the reconstruction I put into this house. There ain't a crack to be found in it anymore.
Well, it served its purpose.
What purpose? Some stranger will come along and move in and that's that. Only Biff would take this house and raise a family and... Goodbye. I'm late.
I forgot. You're supposed to meet them for dinner.
Me?
At Frank's Chop House on 48th near 6th Avenue.
Is that so? How about you?
No, just the three of you. They're going to blow you to a big meal.
You don't say. Who thought of that?
Biff.
Huh?
He came to me this morning, Willie, and he said, tell Dad we want to blow him to a big meal. Be there 6 o'clock. You and your two boys are going to have dinner.
Gee whiz. You know, that's really something. I'm going to knock that Howard for a loop. I'll get an advance and I'll come home with a New York job. Damn it, I'm going to do it.
Oh, that's the spirit, Willie.
I'll never get behind the wheel the rest of my life.
It's changing, Willie. I can feel it changing.
Oh, beyond a question. Goodbye, I'm late.
Oh, you got your glasses?
Yeah, I got my glasses.
And a handkerchief?
And a handkerchief.
And your saccharin?
And the saccharin.
Be careful on the subway stairs, dear.
Will you stop mending stockings at least while I'm in the house? It gets me so nervous. I can't tell you. Please.
Remember, Frank's Chop House. Yeah.
Maybe beets would grow there.
Oh, you tried so many times.
Well, don't work hard today.
Be careful. Hello? Oh, Biff, I'm so glad you called. Yes, sure, I just told him. Yes, he'll be there for dinner at 6 o'clock. I didn't forget. Listen, I was just dying to tell you. You know that little rubber pipe I told you about that he connected to the gas heater? Well, I finally decided to go down to the cellar this morning and take it away and destroy it. But it's gone. Imagine. He took it away himself. It isn't there. When? Oh. Then you took it. Well, nothing. It's just that I'd hoped he'd taken it away himself. No, I'm not worried, darling. Because this morning he left in such high spirits. It was like the old days. I'm not afraid anymore. Did Mr. Oliver see you? Well, you wait there then and make a nice impression on him, darling. Just don't perspire too much before you see him. And have a nice time with Dad. He may have big news, too. That's right. A New York job. And be sweet to him tonight, dear. Be loving to him. Because he's only a little boat looking for a harbor. Oh, that's wonderful, Biff. You'll save his life. Thanks, darling. Just put your arm around him when he comes into the restaurant and give him a smile. That's a boy. Bye, dear. Oh, you got your comb? That's fine. Bye, Biff, dear.
Hello, Willie. Come in.
I'd like to have a little talk with you, Howard.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah. What's that, Howard?
Oh, didn't you ever see one of these? Wire recorder.
Can we talk a minute?
Records things. Just got delivery yesterday. Been driving me crazy. The most terrific machine I ever saw in my life. I was up all night with it.
What do you do with it?
Well, I bought it for dictation, but you can do anything with it. Listen to this. I had it home last night. Listen to what I picked up. The first one is my daughter. Get this. Listen to that kid whistle.
That is lifelike, isn't it?
7 years old. Get that tone?
Yeah. I'd like to ask a little favor if you don't mind.
Now you, Daddy.
She's crazy for me. That's me.
Hey, you're very good.
Get this now. This is my son.
Arizona is Phoenix. The capital of Arkansas is Little Rock. The capital of California is Sacramento.
5 years old, Willie.
The capital of Connecticut is
Hartford. You'll make an announcer someday.
Get that. Alphabetical order. Oh, wait a minute. The maid kicked the plug out.
It's certainly a...
For God's sake.
Overwatch time, so I have to go to sleep.
Go on.
That really is...
Wait a minute. The next is my wife.
When are you going to talk?
I can't think of any.
Well, talk. It's turning.
Hello? Oh, Howard, I can't talk into this.
That was my wife.
That's a wonderful machine. Can we...
I tell you, Willie, I'm going to take my camera and my bandsaw and all my hobbies, and out they go. This is the most fascinating relaxation I ever found.
I think I'll get one myself.
Sure. They're only 100 and a half. You can't do without it. Supposing you want to hear Jack Benny, see, but you can't be at home at that hour. So you tell the maid to turn the radio on when Jack Benny comes on, and this automatically goes on with the radio.
And when you come home...
You can come home 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, anytime you like. You get yourself a Coke, and you sit yourself down, throw the switch, and there's Jack Benny's program in the middle of the night.
I'm definitely going to get one. There's lots of time on the road, I think to myself, what I must be missing on the radio.
Don't you have a radio in the car?
Oh, yeah, but whoever thinks of turning it on...
I say, aren't you supposed to be in Boston?
That's what I want to talk to you about, Howard. You got a minute?
Well, what happened? What are you doing here?
Well, I...
You didn't crack up again,
oh,
did you?
No.
Jeez. You had me worried.